And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, a landmark verdict in New York signals the beginning of the end for the pediatric gender industry. A jury has awarded detransitioner Fox Varian $2 million after doctors removed her healthy breasts at the age of 16 in the name of gender-affirming care. It's the first successful detransitioner malpractice lawsuit in the nation. And in Florida, a couple is suing the Fertility Center of Orlando after discovering the baby girl they've been raising is not genetically theirs. Tiffany Score was allegedly implanted with another woman's embryo during IVF, and the couple only realized something was wrong when their daughter appeared to be a different ethnicity. The clinic calls it an error. The couple calls it a nightmare, one that reveals what happens when people treat human life as a laboratory project. A Clinton-appointed federal judge has ordered the release of an illegal alien and his five-year-old son, accusing the Trump administration of traumatizing children by enforcing immigration law. The judge even quoted Jesus to justify his ruling, which might carry more weight if he'd shown equal concern for American children harmed by illegal immigration. The Department of Homeland Security says the father fled on foot when approached, leaving his son behind. Not exactly father of the year material, but facts rarely matter when there's an administration to criticize. The UN is warning of imminent financial collapse after President Trump slashed U.S. funding. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says they could run out of money by July, and U.S. Ambassador Mike Waltz offered a simple prescription. Get back to basics. Stop with all the other nonsense. The U.S. had been providing 22% of the UN's budget, more than the next three contributors combined. Maybe all the other nations can pick up the slack. Or maybe, just maybe, an organization that platforms dictatorships on its Human Rights Council should learn to live within its means. Elon Musk is reopening his political checkbook, donating $10 million to Republican super PACs ahead of the 2026 midterms. And finally, in a refugee camp in South Sudan, a pastor sits in jail after an 18-year-old converted to Christianity. Her Muslim brother dragged the pastor to police, accusing him of kidnapping. The 18-year-old's family made their position clear. Her brother told her, "One of us must die." She found a Bible, read it in secret for 2 years, and chose Christ. Now, a pastor is paying the price for her courage. Sudan, of course, ranks fourth on the list of countries where it is most dangerous to be a Christian. As we tell you so frequently, please be praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things you could do at FortisInstitute.org. And also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.